There were so many times I couldn't catch it. I don't think the language that I used would be appropriate. And I don't remember just what instance you had
I'm
in mind.
I'm talking about the time about the grandsons. You remember?
Oh, I did catch them either.
Right.
Well, and I was trying in my garden, mm-hmm. and I had some beautiful tomato plants, some of them up about almost knee high, and I was what we call running around, had the plow, you know, running. And this mule looked like just going on just as pretty as you ever saw, just walking along. It looked like she just kind of looked back at me that way and reached out with that right hind foot and stepped on one of my pretty tomato vines. Well, you know, haw, when you're talking a mule, means go to the left.
Yes, sir.
And I said, haw! And I shouldn't have done it. I should have said, haw, please. Because yeah. she knit out. Got to the end round, went three rounds, and I called Frank. I said, Frank. He said, yeah. I said, come take your damn mule and put it in the barn.
So you caught her that time, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I caught her that time. I got her uncaught, too.
Did she ever step on any more of your
I plants? Never did. No, not for me, because I didn't flower anymore. No, I bought me a rotary tiller.
Okay. Well, while we're talking about the garden, you remember, did you ever grow any of those little red, peppery things in your garden?
Peppery?
Kind of hot. Little round red.
Oh, yeah. We call them, of course, the bell pepper is not hot. Then we have these hot peppers. It had cherry peppers that were hot, and of course, the long red hot peppers. Is that what you're talking about, these peppers?
No, what about the you cut them up and put them in salads. And they're little round red vegetables.
And they're hot?
Well, some of them are kind of hot. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I've grown any. Radishes.
Radishes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's but you know, they grow underground. Radishes
right.
Like potatoes, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you just eat those. Well, some people put them in salad. I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were talking
That's
about.
That's okay. What about the other thing that you might have grown? Some that grow in the ground, white.
Potatoes.
And what else that are hot?
That are hot?
Yes, sir. Vegetables.
Underground?
Mm-hmm. White.
Onions? But we don't grow hot onions. We don't know. We grow little sweet bamboos. Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you go out in the wintertime, what do you put on?
And by the way, going back to those onions, most of those hot onions are red.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. The outside peel, uh-huh. outside leaf is red. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just misled you then.
Well, that's all right. No, you didn't.
Okay. Now, if you're going to work, say, in the morning, what do you put on before you go outside, right before you go out? What article of clothing?
Sometimes I put on a raincoat, sometimes an overcoat.
Okay. Now, do you ever wear anything between your coat and your shirt? And if so, what would you call it?
Well, sometimes I wear a vest between my coat and my shirt, and sometimes a sweater.
All right. Now, what about your? You have your coat and your vest, and what other part completes a suit?
My trousers.
Yes, sir.
And my shirt. Oh, you already talked about my shirt, though, haven't you? Now, you just talking about the outside garments, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
And my socks.
Right. Now, what about some of the things that you wear? If you're working around the barn, instead of a suit.
Well, I wear boots and overall. And gloves.
Okay. Now, if a girl likes to go out to a party, likes to perhaps she's getting ready and you say she likes to do what?
Primp.
All right, primp. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've thought about something like that.
Now, you have your granddaughters, you know that they
I know, but they don't.
Okay. What about the small leather container with a clasp on it that a woman carries with her when she goes out to the store, say?